Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Today's episode is a quick cast with the head football coach at Cincinnati, Luke Fickell. In this short segment, he talks about having a style and being true to who you are. And at Cincinnati, they identify that as Clifton style. This is from a clinic talk which I moderated at Lauren's First and Goal Clinic in January. All of the Lauren First and Goal clinics are available on CoachTube. I'll share the link to the Lauren's First and Goal store, as well as to this particular talk, in the show notes. Enjoy.
So what we call our style of football, it's tough and nasty. We call it Clifton style. So the University of Cincinnati is in the town. It's in Clifton. Well, Clifton is, like I said, an urban community and a college. So it is and does have some tougher areas. So instead of trying to, in some ways, hide that, instead of, you know, say, oh, no, that's not, we embrace it. We embrace it. Our kids have actually kind of thrive at now understanding that, you know, yep, you know what? We don't have a lot of the things that other people say. We don't have an indoor facility. We have a bubble. We don't have a brand new this. We don't have a brand new that. But you know what? We have something that somebody else doesn't sometimes. And that's the Clifton way. And that's a little bit of a tough, nastier side of doing things. It's even unique when we drive into a game sometimes, and you're driving into, I don't want to say a place, but some place that's a little bit different than driving into the area of Clifton. Our guys you'd hear them in the bus start to say that, hey guys, this ain't Clifton now. And so I think they started to really relish in that, hey, you know what? Yeah, you're right. We are in a city. We are in a little bit of a tougher area, and we take pride in that because that's kind of where our program is built and based on. So that being said, it's our brand of football, and it's a style of football that we say. So it's kind of really truly what we pride ourselves in, of being a really tough team. You know, we want to be able to, that doesn't mean we just run the football, but that's, as we came in, that's the way we want to be built. It's a part of our, like I said, our culture, our atmosphere, our environment. I think your culture and your atmosphere is something you can really enhance, change, and create no matter where you are. Your environment, I don't think you're ever really going to change. And I think that's why when we came in here, it's embracing the environment that we live in and that we are going to, for us, recruit to. Knowing what that environment is like, now we've got to put kids into that environment that we believe have a chance to thrive. And we don't try to sugarcoat, like a kid that, you know, doesn't feel like he could thrive in a little bit more of a city setting, you know, probably isn't the right one for us to recruit. And then there's some others that you might even be from a really rural country or something area where, you know what, they see themselves and want to be, you know, able to handle it and thrive within a little bit more of a city community. So what we say is that's Clifton, and also where we go to camp. So camp is camp, and it's all tough. We all understand that. We actually go away to camp. That's what it says, higher ground. That's camp, higher ground. And usually for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, we live there, we stay there, and it's not a real pretty place. Now, they've done a great job. They have some really good food, but our guys live in bunks. They live in barracks. They're completely secluded. They really don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have a good connection to the outside. We were there for a good 3 weeks this year, you know, in the midst of all the COVID. But in our first year, our kids were like, oh, how long are we going to be out there? And then our second year, we end up having to go out there for a lot longer just because of a situation. And all of a sudden you have a really good year and you start to sell them that that's a big part of what it is that we do. You go into year three and they say, coach, we want to go out there and we want to stay out there just like we did the year before. So it's become something that they've really embraced, even though that, you know, you're out in the middle of the woods in the country and you got no Wi-Fi, you got a captive audience for, you know, this year was 3 straight weeks. Other years it's been almost 3 weeks, but we would, you know, have a chance to come maybe back on a weekend. But it's been something that's really helped our program grow because the guys have embraced that whole philosophy of, hey, we got to make this tough and nasty, not just the way we play, but even the way we train and the things we do. So it says you just got to be true to who you are and who you want to be. So we are an offense and defensive line driven program. Tell every recruit that. And if I'm sitting in here recruiting a quarterback, the first thing I tell them is I just want you guys to know we are an offense and defensive line driven program. And some people are like, come on, I'm a quarterback. I'm like, no, what that means is we're about toughness, okay, and we're about development. There's no two greater positions that need to be developed more than anybody. And it's not that we only focus on offense and defensive linemen, but we want to make sure that our program is based on, hey, it's going to take a lot of work. By nature, the kids that we get aren't probably maxed out. They aren't at full capacity. They aren't, you know, a five-star or whatever. It is what it is. But we are about, you know, developing that. We're not going to, in particular, you know, we're not going to have a philosophy of offensively that, hey, we want to arc and read guys because we can't block them. We want to trick them and do, no, we want to really develop offense and defensive line because that's where the game's won. And we want to, when it comes down to it, we want to be able to move people in order to get done what we need to get done. Doesn't mean we don't love wideouts. Doesn't mean we don't love DBs and corners. It just means the core of our program being tough and nasty idea is we're going to be an offense and defensive line driven program. It's a little bit easier for me to say because, you know, being a defensive lineman myself, you know, it's not like something I'm trying to preach that I don't truly, truly believe. And it helps obviously playing that position. But I think that's where I'm kind of saying you got to be true to who you are. Now that we've had a lot more success and have a chance to recruit maybe some different kids, we can't be blinded by still the number one most important, even guys that we recruit have got to be the guys up front, offense and defensive line, and that's staying true to who we are. So then you can't preach one thing and do something else. So this is all about building that style and that culture and that philosophy. And this is where I think the ability for us to grow the program and take the culture to the next level that's still being grown, but is really when we really kind of tied it all together to understand, hey, how are we going to measure some of these things? When we're talking about preaching the toughness and the nastiness and the things that we do, it's really hard sometimes if you don't have a tangible ability to measure it. So what we would say was, hey, we're going to talk about, we're going to explain, we're going to evaluate short yard situations. That's when toughness really comes into it. You know, we're going to be more aggressive on fourth down. We're going to go for things, you know, and we got to have pride in that and in making them. We're going to really talk and develop goal line on both sides of the football and things that go along with it. So it's all, you know, kind of in our second year, those kind of things in the first couple of games really showed up. And I mean that we had an opportunity to really show our guys what we were preaching and give them a chance. So if you really pride yourself in the short yard situations, every time it's fourth and one and you say we're punting, guys start to say, well, it's not really probably that important, you know? So those kinds of things for our program in year two started to show up, and we had really good examples where we could visually show these guys just our nastiness, our aggressive nature, and we really kind of measured it in those areas.
Thanks again for listening to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast. Stay tuned for new episodes of All In on Offense and Deep Dive on Defense, as well as some of our typical off-season content as we go through and get back into somewhat of a normal schedule here for the last 3 months leading up to the season. Once we get to camp, we will have our camp schedule, and then we'll go into our in-season schedule. So thanks again for listening. Follow me at coachandcoordinator.com, as well as on Twitter at Coach K. Grabowski.